With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donna Warder has an update on yesterday's shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members near the White House.
At a news conference Thursday morning, FBI Director Kash Patel said the suspect arrested in the shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members just blocks from the White House Wednesday is identified as Rachmanal Lakhanwal, an Afghan national.
There is confirmation now that the subject had a relationship in Afghanistan with partner forces. We are fully investigating that aspect of his background as well, to include any known associates that are either overseas or here in the United States of America.
Both Guard members are in critical condition. Donna Warder, Washington.
And during a morning press conference today, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, condemned the actions of the shooter.
Our nation's capital should not and must not be a place where evil comes to commit violence, whatever their cause or motive may be.
Pirro also condemned the laxity of vetting during the Biden administration's Operation Allies Welcome. Hong Kong's deadliest fire in years still burning. It has left at least 44 people dead, 279 reported missing, with rescuers pulling residents from the blazing high-rise apartment buildings into the morning today. Economist Steve Moore says Americans have a lot to be thankful for in terms of the economy and other things as this holiday season comes upon us.
We're the richest country in the history of the world, and there's no time ever to have been alive in America than today. You know, just amazing how bountiful our resources are, including our people.
Moore spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. financial markets are closed today for Thanksgiving. Trading resumes tomorrow with a shortened session ending at 1 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. This is SRN News. Poland is being ordered to recognize gay marriage.
The European Court of Human Rights says the government in Warsaw must respect same-sex unions officiated in other EU countries, even though the practice is against the law in Poland. Article 18 of the Polish Constitution states that, quote, marriage being a union of a man and a woman shall be placed under the protection and care of the Republic. Meanwhile, there's a battle going on over whether or not to legalize gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans are decorating for Christmas, and Moravian stars are becoming increasingly popular. But many people who use them don't know what they are, the product of a persecuted Protestant denomination. The Moravians fled persecution by Catholics in what is now the Czech Republic, finding refuge in Germany back in 1722. The Moravian star was created when a math teacher in a Moravian school drew it as part of a geometry lesson. This is SRN News. Even as the technology of artificial intelligence is all around us, growingly more popular and more ubiquitous, we're learning more about some of its rewards and risks, including in the military. Here's military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis.
We must grapple with AI, says Colonel McGinnis.
It's something incredibly important, and you can't ignore it.
Some 60% of Americans overall, 74% of those under 30, use AI to find information at least some of the time, according to a recent AP-NORC poll.
It's impacting every aspect of our lives today, and there are very serious and legal accountability issues related to it other than national security.
And that is a report from George Williams. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade brought out the balloons depicting everything from Buzz Lightyear to Pac-Man today to the New York City skies. Floats featuring Lego were in the streets as well. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.